Blog Talk Radio.
Recording artist Cherie Monique Whitfield. And again, you can log on to cdbaby.com or iTunes to purchase her CD titled Monique, Nobody But Jesus. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is fruit bearers. Fruit bearers. Our scripture is coming from the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians. The fifth chapter of the book of Galatians. And Galatians is right before the book of Ephesians. We'll begin reading at the 22nd verse to the 23rd verse. Galatians 5, 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Oh, Heavenly and Gracious Father, we come right now in prayer and supplication, looking to you, Father God, as the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, there is no other help we know. If we withdraw ourselves from thee, where will we go? Father God, we come right now today on this Saturday, September 12th of 2015, asking for your grace and for your mercy. We're living in the times, the last days, Father, of perilous times have come upon us, Father God. And we ask that you will help us in these grave times that we're living in, times of atrocities and racial frustrations and tensions and evil and wickedness and spiritual wickedness in high places. We come up against it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide, not only in our hearts, Father, but on this nation. We pray for America, Father God. We pray for this country, that, Father God, this country will repent and, Father God, turn from their wicked ways and humble themselves and pray and seek your face, and that they would, you would hear from heaven and that you would heal the land in the name of Jesus. We need you, Father God. We're asking that you come in and sup with each and every one of us that's listening in today on Ministering God's Way, and that we're listening the days to come to this segment. Father God, we ask that we hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Good afternoon. We're talking about fruit bearers today. Fruit bearers, bearing fruit. Galatians 5th chapter talks about what the fruits of the Spirit are. And oftentimes I mention and I tell others that a lot of times we enjoy the fruits of love and joy and peace, but we forget about these other fruits of the Spirit. Now, we're talking about walking in the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit, not walking in the flesh and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh, but walking in the Spirit and fulfilling, bringing forth fruit, good fruit in the Spirit of God. And so the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit of that we're talking about, that a lot of times we don't particularly want to encounter or experience, I know two of them, and that's long-suffering and patience, which is, you know, we have to, long-suffering, the Bible tells us that if we suffer with him, we will reign with him. And so oftentimes we want the blessing, but we don't want the suffering that comes with the blessing. Because Jesus, he suffered for us. He suffered and died on the cross for our sins, that we might have the right to the tree of life. And so that is a part of walking in the Holy Spirit that God gives us. Long suffering, suffering long. Even not just suffering. Some of us are suffering, but we don't want to suffer long. Long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. Long suffering. Not short suffering, not temporary suffering, but long suffering. And so we must remember that we want to, what the fruits are. We want to bear all the fruits as a child of the Most High God. Not just love, not just joy, not just peace, not just gentleness, goodness, and faith, and meekness and temperance, but also long suffering. Faith is another one. A lot of times our faith is hindered by what we see. If we look at the world today and we look at all the atrocities that are taking place, we will grow weary. We will become weary in our well-doing. And some of us, if we don't be careful, we may give up and lose our faith. Because we remember that faith, we talked a little bit about faith last week. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's Hebrews 11th chapter in the first verse. faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we're hoping for the better, but we can't see it. So, but the Bible tells us, and the Lord tells us in his holy word, that without it, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So we must believe that God, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Every day as a child of God, it's not going to be, you're not going to be singing glory, hallelujah. You should, but because the Bible tells us in all things give thanks. That's even when things are not going so good. But sometimes it's difficult to, you know, shout when you're going through and you're in a struggle, in a trial, and you're in a tribulation. It's pretty difficult. And every day is not going to be that glory, hallelujah feeling. You don't feel glory, hallelujah. But we still must ask God to help our unbelief. Help us when we don't believe that it's not going to happen. Help us, help it. And God will, he will increase our faith if we ask him. Because all he wants us to do is come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. And a lot of times we miss our blessing because we don't go to God in prayer and carry everything to God in prayer. And when we suffer and when we don't have those good days, those days that we feel like shouting and screaming the glory, hallelujah, and saying thank you, Jesus, we still must go to God in prayer. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor. Hallelujah. He says, come unto me, and I will give you rest for your soul. Jesus is a burden bearer, and he is a heavy load carrier. Glory, hallelujah. He can carry your load, and he will bear your burdens if you let him. But we must go to him, to our Father, which is in heaven. He's already ascended into heaven. He's seated in heaven, and he's already sitting on the throne at the right hand of the Father. And all we got to do is lay at his feet. Just lay at his feet and cry out to the Lord. Yes, we're going to cry, and we're going to have frustrations in our life and agony because Jesus wept. The Bible told us. Yes, he did. He wept. So you will weep. He said, but guess what? Weeping may endure what? Hallelujah. For a night. Hallelujah. But joy cometh in the morning. Amen. And a night, if we know a day is as 1,000 years with the Lord, okay, then what do you think night is to the Lord? See, we think, yeah, weeping may endure for a night. You know, hey, I just want to go through overnight suffering. And when I wake up in the morning, hey, I want joy. Unspeakable and full of glory. Well, the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but that's a season, a time, and we don't know how long our night is going to be. God, he is the only one that can open any door that we need to be open that no other man can shut. And he is the only one that can shut a door that no man can open. So the Bible tells us, in our patience possess ye our souls. So that's in being patient, being temperate, waiting on the Lord. These are fruits of the Spirit. And the Bible tells us, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen? He is good. And guess what the word tells us? He's sweeter than the honeycomb. He's sweeter than, now that's really sweet. That's really sweet. And you know, I love the song, gospel song, Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus, because he is sweet. He's sweet, I know. And I know him to be sweet because he's been sweet to me. But every day, men and women, saints, understand, every day is not going to be a day of shouting. It's going to be maybe a day of suffering. But the Bible told us to endure hardness as a good soldier. It may not look good, it may not feel good, and it may not even be good. But guess what? Always keep the faith, because the Lord tells us without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without faith. And so we must wait on God. We must not only wait on God, but we must love our enemies, because that's a fruit. That's a fruit of the Spirit, loving your enemies, not just loving individuals that we love or that love us. It's the Holy Spirit. It's going to take the Holy Spirit for you to love your enemies, that someone that has persecuted you, mistreated you, have done you wrong. It's going to take the love of Jesus Christ through his Holy Spirit for you to love your enemies. Fruit bearers. This is what God is calling for. He wants us to bear these fruits. Fruits. And you will know them, he says, by the fruit that they bear. So if a tree is not bearing these fruits, then we must check. If you're not bearing these fruits and we're not bearing these fruits, we must check ourselves and say, Lord, help me to love my enemies. Joy, joy unspeakable. A lot of times when we visit churches, I go in and I see men and women of God in the house of God, and they don't have joy. Where's the joy? This is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. You should have joy, and God give us joy unspeakable. And so even in your suffering, even in your persecution, even what you're going through, you still should be able to know that I have joy, joy, joy down in my soul. Because if you have happiness, a man and a woman can make you happy, but that happiness, they can also make you sad. So that happiness is not going to last. But God gives us joy, and he says joy unspeakable. So if you are walking in the Spirit, you're going to have a joy about yourself. People are going to say, wow, you know, that individual, they're going through, they're struggling, they're doing it, but they still have joy, because that only comes from the Holy Spirit. It can't come from the flesh. That's not a work of a flesh. Peace. Peace that passeth all understanding. Peace. Be still. And in a world that we're living in now, with so many mass shootings and plane crashes and family killings and all these racial tensions and things that are going on in the land, you can't have fear. You can't have fear because God has not given us a spirit of fear. You must have that peace. God gives you peace. This is from the Holy Spirit. He'll give you peace right in the midst of your storm, right in the midst. And it will pass all. You won't even be able to comprehend the peace. And people will want to know, man, they haven't lost their mind what they're going through. They still seem to have it together. Because if you keep your mind stayed on him, he'll do what? He'll keep you in perfect peace. Amen? Amen. Gentleness, that's a fruit of the Spirit. Gentle. Being very gentle. And I know I meet and I encounter individuals, and they just have just a gentle spirit. Just a very gentle spirit. It's very calm. It's very soft. It's not hardcore. They don't hold up they're not defensive about anything. They just are to have gentle spirits, gentleness. Because Jesus, he is gentle. And you know what he says? The word says, when you want to draw people to Christ, he said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. With loving kindness. Not with defensiveness. Not with, you better get saved or else. You better read your word or else. You better get baptized in Jesus' name or else. You better get the Holy Ghost or else. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Because that's the kind of God we serve. Who wants to serve a mean God? An unkind God? No. Loving kindness has he drawn thee. Goodness. Goodness is a fruit. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen? Goodness is a fruit. And when you think about fruits, you think about some fruits are bitter and some are really good and some are really sweet to the taste. But fruits are very nutritious for us. So, you know, the Bible tells us that envy rottens the bones. You know, bitterness and envy, all of that, it destroys your body. Those are works of the flesh. Those are fruits of the flesh, not fruits of the spirit. But goodness is a fruit. Being good, having a good behavior, good attitude, you know, good character, a good sound mind, that is what God is calling for. He wants us to bear his fruit. He wants us to be good representatives of the kingdom of God, good ambassadors. That's what an ambassador is, a representative. And God wants us to represent his kingdom well. So others might say, what must I do to be saved? Meekness, another fruit, meek. Being meek and lowly. Not high-minded and haughty, that I've got this and I've got that, and, you know, I've arrived attitude. No, meekness, lowliness, humbleness. The Bible says that humility comes before honor. If we want to be honored, guess what? We must be humiliated. The Word of God tells us. Humility comes before honor. You know why? Because guess what? Jesus was humiliated on a hill called Golgotha. And you know what? Before he received the honor of ascending to heaven and sitting at the right hand of the Father. Long suffering is a fruit that we must learn to acquire and ask God to help us acquire, because we must understand that everything is not going to be glory, hallelujah, every day. You're going to have to learn how to go through and still have a good attitude, being meek and lowly, humbling yourself. Humbling ourselves. Temperance. Being temperate. Not losing our temper. Not going off when someone upset us. That takes only God. That takes the Holy Spirit. You can't do these things on your own. These are the fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit. There are various different spirits out here, but we're talking about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Amen? So, temperance, having a good temper. And if God gives you a trial or a tribulation, it's yours. It has your name on it. He didn't give you the same trial he gave me, or he didn't give you the same trial he gave someone else. But guess what? He knows, because that's why you are going through it. That's your trial, and you've got to pass the test. You've got to go through successfully. And you've got to fight the good fight of what? Faith. Faith as a mustard seed. You can have faith as a mustard seed. And I know as planting mustard seeds, those are the smallest seeds I have ever planted. I mean, you can barely see the mustard seeds. Barely see them. But guess what? That's all the faith God tells us we must have to move mountains. So if you have a test, you have a trial, that's yours. It has your name on it. God has chosen you to go through a trial, just like he chose Job to go through his trial. But Job came out blessed more than he with more than spiritually and naturally than when he started. You cannot be like Job's wife and say, hey, or listen to others, curse God and die. No. Wait until your change comes. The Bible says, though the vision tarry, wait for it. It shall surely come. It shall speak at the end. There are things that the Lord has shown me in visions. I've seen them, but they have not come to pass. But the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't let the devil steal your vision. Don't let him steal your hope. Don't let him steal your joy. Don't let him steal your mind. Don't let him steal your soul, because that's what he's after, your soul. Because only thing that can be saved is our soul. Soul, this is why it's called soul salvation. But I'm waiting until the change comes. Because I know our dear friend Eddie Mae Coleman, she always say, if you hadn't been through anything, you can't tell anybody anything. So go through. Go through your suffering. Go through and know that, bear the fruit, and people will see you can make it. All things are possible through Christ Jesus if only you believe. All things, not some things. Go through your suffering. Even though the Bible tells us weeping may endure for a night, hey, sometimes you got to weep in the daytime. Cry. Cleanse your soul. Free yourself. And move on. But don't become a crybaby, you know, in your waiting. Be strong and endure hardness as a good soldier. Put on the whole armor of God. Not just the what you want to put on the whole armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Take that word with you, that word of God. Read your word daily to keep you strong and edified and built up and encouraged in the Lord. And make sure that your prayer life is on point, that you are praying to God, but not just praying to God, that you're able to cast down those imaginations, and that you were able to pull down some strongholds. And if you don't know how to do it, I suggest you get around prayer warriors that do. And next Saturday, this is why we're going to be talking about prayer line connections. Prayer line connections. Because you have to be able to know how to pray, and then you have to know about not only prayer, but spiritual warfare. Because we're living in a world that is full of sin, and it's spiritual wickedness in high places. And you got to be able to know how to cast those imaginations down, pull those strongholds down, and you have to be able to bring everything in the anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God into captivity and the obedience. Bring it captive into the obedience of Christ. You can do it, and you have that power to do it. So I want you to be sure next Saturday to tune in. We're going to talk about prayer line connections. We're going to give you 3 prayer lines, maybe more. And we're going to have a special guest that's going to come on and talk to you about the importance of prayer and how you can connect with others, and you will be able to be not only a prayer warrior, but a general of spiritual warfare. Amen? Amen. Jesus loves you, and so do I. remember Jesus is love, God is love. Remember to pray every day so you can stay and increase your prayer life. Increase it up a notch. We want you to remember that consecrating yourself, fasting, go without a meal. Bring your flesh under subjection so you can walk into the Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We love you. And we'll see you next Saturday. Amen.
Nobody.